Going to talk about television and great rescues. Who's been rescued on the telly? Who did the rescue? How did the rescue happen? How did the person get in a sticky situation to start with?
Hi, Trevor. How are you going?
Do you want to get Skippy in the helicopter out of the way early?
Well,
was there actually wasn't a rescue there anyway?
There was a rescue in Skippy in every episode.
In every episode.
Every episode.
Somebody was rescued.
Yeah. And I reckon in Flipper.
I love Flipper. Wasn't Flipper smart the way he'd put his nose in that little hoop and tow everybody out?
And in every second episode of Batman, they'd get rescued. Because remember, it'd end on the cliffhanger.
It'd always end the cliffhanger.
Part one, and he'd be saved by his utility belt.
Where there was generally not like sand falling on them, and the sand was going up and up and up and up until it just reached their chin. And then to be continued.
Yeah. And they'd get out of it. And MacGyver, Steve on the Hume. MacGyver rescued everyone every episode.
Well, you see, I was going to, because next time I talked to her, I wanted to do Great Escapes. I was saving MacGyver for Great Escapes than for rescues.
Is there a difference, is there?
There's a difference between an escape, is there? Well, we might as well mention that as we go along.
And okay, the list that we're not going to mention, might as well throw Peter Phelps and Gary Sweet in there. That's normally every topic, isn't it?
So you're saying
police rescue.
Any program that's got rescue in the title doesn't count.
Police rescue, rescue special ops, sea patrol / patrol boat.
They're out. So just remember these. Don't try unless it's a really extraordinary rescue.
Emergency. John and Roy, they were paramedics. They used to go and see Nurse Dixie at the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
Rampart. It's a show about emergencies.
All right, so that's out as well. And don't even bother with them. Hello, Neil.
Hi, Trevor. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Neil.
I've got a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Brady Bunch. There was an episode where Bobby was too short and he wanted to be taller. But he and Greg got locked in Sam's freezer.
Yeah.
And luckily, Bobby was short because he could get through the little window and then he saved Greg.
Yeah.
So that was a good one. And then in Gilligan's Island, there was the accidental hero was Gilligan because they were all trying to make him be the hero and they would. I think Marianne was pretending to drown and Gilligan went in to try and save her and then Skipper had to save both of them in the end because Gilligan was drowning as well. But then a real headhunter came onto the island and Gilligan thought, because he caught the Skipper getting dressed up and he as a headhunter and he thought that the real headhunter was the Skipper and he was playing around and he was jumping up and down the headhunter was trying to get him with his knife and he was jumping over it and then in the end the headhunter fell on the fire and he ran into the water and swam off.
That's
and Gilligan
right.
was the hero.
Would his pants have been on fire?
And it would have been fastened up.
Would have gone fast.
The swimming would have been.
And then all steam would have come up out of the water.
That's it.
And
it was all bubbling.
And he would have gone, ah.
And then Gilligan looked around and he saw the Skipper come out of the bushes all dressed up as the headhunter and he went, whoops.
I love it. Thank you for the graphic explanation.
Oh, thanks for that. And I also have to agree with you, Trevor, that the taking of Pillin 1, 2, 3 was, the original was the best.
Way better than the remake.
Robert Shaw and Walter Matthau were brilliant.
It was. Good on you, Neil.
Okay, bye.
1-300-800-222 is our number. Great rescues of all. Didn't Gilligan get rescued? Remember when he got taken by the gorilla?
Yeah.
And it was in the gorilla suit.
Same old gorilla suit was in every. So Chris suggested Quantum Leap. And Sam used to get saved every episode.
Yes,
well, we're going to stay on Gilligan's Island.
All right, sorry. No,
like, no. Because Mirko's security guard pointed out, well, they did get rescued.
Yeah, they did. Well, they made a telly movie.
But then they decided to go back because they didn't like it back here. And they played the Harlem Globetrotters and the robots
worse.
And the basketball.
That was shocking.
Well, you're right. They were there for years and. I was going to ask you about Tom Hanks in Castaway, but that's a film, isn't
it? Oh, yeah, we can't do that.
Hello, he didn't go back, did he?
No, he didn't go back. What haven't you seen the end?
It's a film.
Hello, Danny.
G'day, Trev. You can't go past the Thunderbirds, can you?
You see, but now do they go under the rescue category?
Any episode, as Tomo suggests.
Well, every episode was a rescue, but one that comes to mind, there was this big flash new shopping centre built and the family got trapped inside and it was on fire and Virgil and Alan had to go in and cut them out with oxy torches.
I saw that one. When the oxy torches were hilarious.
Yeah.
What was the name of the organisation that Thunderbirds and the Tracy family ran, though?
International Rescue.
Thank you.
Which pretty much explains that every show was about a rescue.
It certainly was. Good on you, Daddy.
That worked.
So he snuck that in. International Rescue. What do you got, Scott?
Craig the Kangaroo Trapper suggests when Jim Craig rescued Jessica off the ledge with his stock whip in The Man from Snowy River, which is a film... But
was made into a TV series.
TV show.
And I'm sure there were rescues in that. Was that Snowy or The Man from Snowy River?
Oh, it was called Snowy, wasn't it?
That was about the Snowy Mountain scheme.
So it wasn't then. Doesn't count.
I was a horseman in that.
In Snowy?
Yeah.
Really? Did you do like, were you a European
migrant? No, I was a stockman. It was shot in the middle of summer. And we had to wear dryer bones. Check shirts and the whole thing, and they sprayed foam on the ground for snow, and they had water trucks spraying water everywhere. It was 40 degrees.
This is in your career Australia's most decorated extra. Hey, Snowy's on DVD.
Is it?
What episode you in?
I'm not saying.
We're looking for
You see a group of stockmen.
Could you ride a horse?
A large group. Oh, they had beautiful horses.
But could you ride a horse?
Yeah. They had beautiful horses, though. They were really good to ride. Hello, Glenn.
How you going, mate?
Good, Glenn.
I'm amazed no one has mentioned Homer going ape on the nerds rescuing Luke Skywalker.
Oh, now tell us about it.
Well, don't you remember the episode where... I can't 100% remember it all, but... look, I'm going to stuff up here.
No, they
tried jumping in their little spaceship thing to go away, and then Homer realised it wasn't real. I mean,
that was it.
He just started kicking nerds' asses,
wasn't it? It was a book signing, or it was a convention.
That's it. Yeah.
And they went along, and he was the guest speaker there,
Mark Hamill,
and it was really boring or something, wasn't it? He said something derogatory about Star Wars, and all the nerds went nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
And Homer rescued him.
Yeah, I mean, of all people to be rescued by Homer, that's unreal.
See, because Alex pointed out that Snowball 2 rescued unconscious Homer from the burning treehouse after Santa's little helper ran away. And Homer also rescued Barney in Mr. Plough. Remember when they had the wars over the snowplows?
Yeah.
Put aside the business feud for friendship.
And then there was the rescue, the hamster in the ball.
Homer must be the top of the list.
Yeah, thank you very much. You remember when when all the kids got trapped in the school in the snowstorm? And the hamster in the ball, they let that out and it to find them.
We're not doing escapes, are we? Because Maggie escaped. Remember Maggie escaped through...
Say an escape, just in case we've got to do an escape another time. Rescues 1-300-800-222. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning. I was actually saying to Pav, what about when Blakey got caught in the sidecar of the bike that Richard sold him? Do you remember?
In On the Buses.
Yeah, in On the Buses, and he couldn't get out, and they had to cut him out. I'll get you, Butler.
I remember in the film, On the Buses, Olive was in the sidecar with Arthur. And he turned a corner and the sidecar went that way and Arthur went that way.
But Blakey was so... He was very interested in the bike that Reg was selling and he got stuck. He couldn't get out.
Get me out of here, Butler.
I'll get you, Butler.
Whenever I hear the word Blakey, I laugh.
Absolutely, but he couldn't get it. It was hysterical. Anyway, I thought that might be one of life's great rescues.
And it was a beautiful one to put forward.
Oh, okay, bye.
In the film, there was a film, Holiday on the Buses, or was it which one? When they get sacked, and so they have to take a job driving the bus at the safari park, and Blakey and Stan get caught, and they leave the door open the bus, and lions come in. they get caught. That's they're rescued.
Is that one of the oldest gags you can ever see? The sidecar coming off the side at a split road, and the sidecar going one way and the motorbike going the other. How many times have you seen that gag?
George and Mildred have one too, I think.
I love that joke. Whenever you see it, you still go, you know. As soon as they come up, you know exactly what's going to happen. 1-300-800-222, text 0437-774-774. This morning, as we take a look at great rescues on television. Hello, Moose.
Hello.
Yes, Moose.
How you doing, mate?
Oh, well.
Okay, here we go. We got Knight Rider.
Yeah, tell me the rescue.
Well, he rescued everybody in every series that he was in.
Right? Oh, yeah, but we want specifics. We want a specific.
Well, it's just ongoing.
Wasn't it the car that did the saving?
It was boring as hell, that show.
I saw happened to catch the end of one the other day, because it's on at, I don't know, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I just happened to be walking past the room.
I know, I happened to
Knight Rider was
the
on.
Same as Bold and Beautiful, happened to be walking past. And the car jumped, I think it sort of jumped off a cliff.
Kit.
And landed, yeah, and kit. Landed on and landed
they
next to
the car.
Well, sorry, kid.
Kit.
Who was the bloke? What's his name?
Michael Knight.
Yeah, and Michael Knight, and I don't know, somehow communication between Kit and Michael got, I don't know, something, and he was getting beaten up, so then Kit drove over and spun wheels in their sand, in their face. It was just the silliest thing. Was it popular, Moose?
Hmm.
Was it?
I read something the other day on the internet, so it must be true.
Yeah, it must be.
That Hugh Laurie has become the most watched TV star at the moment. They had the figures, and you know who he beat?
No.
Hasselhoff.
Because, really?
You know, all the things they add up that people watch, you know, like Blackadder, House and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, and he's surpassed Hasselhoff at the moment.
Could they? It's a shocking show.
Magnus says number 96, Jack Sellers, saved Vera and Abigail. In the film he saved, I think it was Rebecca Gilling's character. She was getting possessed by voodoo warriors in the film.
Anytime someone's getting possessed by voodoo warriors.
And Jane in Melbourne is a bit of a ghoul, because she suggests the topic we can do is how the best ways characters can be killed off. But tonight, Doug
we've
Ross...
Killed people, we've killed people off many times.
This morning, Doug Ross, George Clooney, rescued a boy from a drain and nearly drowned in ER.
Good boy. Emergency rescue. No, emergent, that is what it is. Hello, Chris.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Oh, have you got a correction?
No, I've got the answer to the part of the motorbike. Blakey was in the motorbike. He was going to buy it off Reg's brother-in-law.
Yep.
Arthur.
Off Arthur, yeah. And it pranged, and Blakey said, I'll never buy it.
Yep.
That's the only bit I've got, mate.
Was there a crash?
Oh, there was a crash, all right. Blakey went one way and the motorbike went the other way.
Oh, was that good old gag in there as well?
Yes, it was.
And did they...
I'm a big on the buses fan.
And did he go, I'll get you, Butler?
I'll get you, Butler. Don't you worry, I'll get you, Butler.
Shaking his fist. I'll get you, Butler.
Yeah, but they had to take him back to the depot to get him out.
Oh, how'd they get him there?
On the bus.
Of course they did. That's why it's called On the Buses. Baywatch? How many rescues were on Baywatch? Bo and Luke and the Dukes of Hazzard. Did they rescue Boss Hogg from a hitman?
In Dukes of Hazzard, yeah. Sirocco says O'Rourke and Agan. They had to rescue the fort's only cannon. They let to the Hakoas. So Captain Palmer can impress the visiting general. Series 1, Episode 2. Don't mess with Sirocco when it comes to F Troop. But then Brutus.
I love the fact that they lent a cannon to the Cowies.
Brutus says a crazy cat and Chief Wild Eagle always save the crew. Sirocco, next time, maybe send in the episode title as well. And perhaps the act it happened in too.
We lent the cannon to the Cowies. Good morning, Mary.
Oh, hi. I was just thinking of Inspector X, and he gets some sort of a long cloth and pulls Brantner from a cliff. I don't know how he does it, but he clenches the cloth in his jaws and Brantner's pulled up from the cliff. It was very good.
Jeez, he's a strong dog,
he
that
is.
Rex.
He's got jaws of steel.
Jaws of steel, Legs of iron.
Commissar Rex.
Commissar Rex.
Reginald von Ravenhorst.
Who's that?
I think that's his name.
The dog's name?
It's the dog's
real
name. Yeah.
Reginald von Ravenhorst.
Yeah. And you can buy them in an Austrian... Someone told me once you can buy them in the Austrian post offices. Yeah, they sell what? Rex dolls.
Rex dolls?
Yeah.
But you want one, don't you?
Yes.
That was, Lotta, who produces Tony Delroy, Mary?
Yes.
Lotta suggested Inspector Rex.
Oh, did she?
She said she really likes it, but she doesn't really like Rex. She likes the other bloke.
Moser?
She reckons he's a bit cute.
He is. And also, Tony Delroy did have a fall.
He did have a fall.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
He took some strong medication. He fell over and he hit his head on the bath. He's forgotten that. He's had a bit of memory loss.
Yeah, thank you for that. If he gives me any grief about anything, I've
remind him of that.
I've stored that one up for another occasion.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary. 1-300-800-222 is our number.
Tomo, Mr. Bean's girlfriend, rescued Mr. Bean when he got the Christmas turkey stuck on his head.
I do like the Christmas turkey stuck on the head.
Or the hand.
That happened in Friends too.
Oh, did it?
I think it's, someone got the turkey stuck on their head. Is there ever rescue in that? In Friends? Someone must have got rescue. Dave.
Yeah.
Yes, Dave.
Yeah, PT-109, TV program. About John F. Kennedy and his crew.
I don't know the show.
Gosh, it was a TV program and it said true fact. John F. Kennedy was, what's her name? PT-109 was bloody shot up by the Japs.
I don't know that TV show. Do you know the TV show, PT-109?
Not McHale's Navy.
No, that was the PT...
PT-73.
PT-73. They used to rescue people. All the time.
Well, it's a war situation, so.
The PT-73. What else you got off there, Scotty?
Skippy rescued more people in his national park than any other TV animal, including Lassie and Flipper.
No, never rescued more people than Flipper.
Darren says, here comes the Grump. Remember Here Comes the Grump was a cartoon?
No.
Princess Dawn and Terry. They had to rescue the Crystal Key from the Whispering Caves. This would break the spell the Grump had put over the people of Princess Dawn's kingdom and rescue them from the Grump. Great synopsis, Darren. Obviously your favourite cartoon of all time.
What was the H.R. Puff and stuff, they were quite often rescues.
Well, he saved them when they went off course and landed there, didn't they, Jimmy and Freddy?
Yeah. Run, yeah. Jimmy, run.
And saved them from Witchy Poo.
Was that the little, that was the flute, wasn't it?
Jimmy was the flute. Freddie was the flute.
Jimmy was the kid.
Yeah, Jimmy was the kid.
Yeah,
Jack
Wild. Run, Jimmy, run. Like that, it was a little flute talking. Run. We're wanting to ask you this morning, great television rescues of our time when somebody has been rescued by somebody else or a group of people or perhaps an individual rescues a group of people or a group of people rescue an individual. How has it happened? Who did it? Scott Gooding's TV Freak is here. What do you got?
Robert mentions BJ rescuing a small Korean boy from a minefield in MASH.
Well done, BJ.
Glenn, Bobby Brady rescued the girl from the falling bookshelf in the toy store.
It was that, good.
I remember when they're on the way to Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
And they met Thurston Howe.
Yes.
From Gilligan's Island, who was an old prospector, and he thought they were trying to steal his claim, so he locked him up in the cell.
Yes.
And Mike saved them by tying all the belts and runners together and throwing them, getting the key on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And I like this one. Grandpa Pig got rescued from the sinking boat by Granddad Dog in Peppa Pig.
Oh, nice work. What the heck is Peppa Pig?
Peppa Pig's like a, it's a kids program on ABC.
Don't remember
and,
Peppa Pig.
Yeah, you know, they live in a house and they, there's a mum and a dad and there's Peppa.
Pig?
Yeah.
Are they all pigs?
Yeah.
They're a family of pigs.
Grandpa Dog.
Why was there Grandpa Dog in the pig family?
Locke mentions soap. Jessica was kidnapped and gets rescued in the final season. I thought the final episode she was about to face the firing squad in some South American colony.
Can't help you.
But he mentions prisoner.
Right.
Rescuing from the tunnel. That's the tunnel collapse. That was a cliffhanger one year.
Mm-hmm.
The building was up in flames. They had to be rescued. I think that's when they all got transferred to Barnhurst for a while. And the last season, last few episodes, they were doing work release in Port Phillip Bay. And Rita had a fight with the freak. And they had to be rescued from an island.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It went a bit. Look, I love Prisoner,
but it did jump the shark.
When they end up in a boat in Port Phillip Bay.
Text here saying, it's Kingy here. What about Sons of Anarchy when Abel gets kidnapped and Jax's father rescues? That's true. Rex rescues him from Belfast.
Do you like Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah, it was a good series.
It's sort of Hamlet. You know that?
That's what?
Hamlet.
Hamlet?
Yeah.
What about Hamlet?
Shakespeare's Hamlet.
Yeah.
That's that sort of...
Oh, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, it's about the, you know, the son.
The battle of the son and the...
Son and the father-in-law that married the mum quickly.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, you're getting a bit...
No, I've read it.
You're getting a bit hoity-toity, aren't you?
I read that somewhere.
Why are you bringing Shakespeare into a biker series?
Because it is.
All right,
it's what the creator said.
Yeah, he's just trying to make it sound
Shakespeare on wheels.
Oh, I've just dropped Bear off, Pav, by accident. Bear, can you give us a ring back? Because I'm a goose. I pushed the wrong button. 1-300-800-222. G'day, Dave.
How you going?
Yeah, good, Dave.
Yeah, about the goodies when they, I can't remember what the situation, they got encased in concrete in their building and they had to get rescued and he kept, was a Bill, he stayed younger and all the other guys were all old and he died just before they came.
Oh.
Who died?
Who died?
They all died.
They all died?
Yeah, at the end.
All of the goodies died?
Yeah, but the ones that rescued were the goodies that rescued them. But future goodies.
So the goodies rescued who?
The goodies.
The goodies rescued the goodies?
Yeah.
You're spinning me out.
No, they're all encased in concrete and they, when the future came to rescue them, Bill kept coming out 21 today, 21 today.
So the goodies in the future rescued the goodies from the past, but they didn't rescue them, they died.
Well, he died like 2 minutes before he just dropped dead. Because the other two, Tim and
Bill. Or Graham.
Graham.
Yeah.
They were just skeletons beside him. Because they grew old and he never grew old.
I'm with you.
And then he just died right at the end and then they suddenly cut through the concrete and, oh, we're too late. And it was the goodies that rescued him.
Didn't you love the simplicity of the storylines of the goodies? Good on you. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, mate.
1-300-800-222. You can text 0437-774-774 this morning. As on television, we take a moment to look at the great rescues that have been on TV. Who rescued who and what were the circumstances? Why did they need rescuing? We've mentioned the helicopter and Skippy, so we won't be mentioning that again. Anything else off the text?
Yeah, Smithy mentions George from Seinfeld. Did he rescue when he was made out? He was the marine biologist, and he tried to rescue the whale. He was trying to impress the woman, and the whale
had a golf ball.
Yeah, because Kramer had driven it whale's spout,
hitting golf balls.
But he walked She walked away. The woman, because he told her she wasn't a marine. He wasn't a marine biologist, but I think he did save the whale anyway.
He did. Agent 99 rescued Max from a big black spider on Get Smart. Used an upturned jar of pickles.
Dean, number 96, Norma's bar. Can't remember Norma's... Norma's hubby, that was Les.
Les, yeah.
Running around yelling,
Les Whittaker, that's right.
Knocking on all the doors, saying there's a bomb in the building. He rescued a lot of people.
Yes.
But he died himself.
Oh, he died a hero.
Yeah, the goodies are inside the huge dinosaur. And Tim saves them all by playing the drums. Arnold Ziffel rescues Mr. Douglas in Greenacres when he gets trapped up the telephone pole by running to Sam Drucker, yeah, in the general store and grunting for help.
I would have liked to have seen that.
It gets smart. Yeah, they rescued a few times. With a diamond ring in the flooding phone booth.
Yeah.
Telescopic biro in the caravan with hydraulic walls.
Okay.
Hundreds.
Danny.
G'day. How you going?
We've got a rescue for us.
Yeah, Chopper Squad, mate.
Yeah.
You tell me.
Don't you remember Chopper Squad?
No, but I want an I want a rescue.
Oh, God, I don't know. They rescued all sorts of people. I'm pretty sure, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure the chopper pilot was Tony Bonner, the same one from Skippy. So,
was it Scotty?
I don't think it was. It was set in Sydney, though. It was set in Sydney in the beaches, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was down there. It was one of the worst shows you've ever seen in your whole life.
Yeah, I want a rescue, Danny. I want a specific rescue.
Oh, Chopper Squad rescued everyone.
Yeah, I know. That's far too generic, Danny.
All right, mate.
I want a time when they rescued someone from a shark.
Well, cliffs? What about cliffs?
Cliffs were always big.
There's cliffs in Sydney, isn't there?
Cliffs are always big. And they put down that wire cable thing and put them in the
Yeah, and it never went the way they wanted it to either.
It was always too windy. You know
what I mean? Yeah.
Or it was too the thing that he fell on was too narrow.
Yeah, well the bloke would bang it against the cliff and it would all go haywire.
The injuries
anyway, I'll leave you blokes with it.
Thank you. The injuries were all far too critical.
Scott from Wedderburn says, Gus Mercurio and Serge Lazarev rescued Penny Hackforth-Jones every week on Cash & Company. Cash & Co. at Tandera.
Hello, Di.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Di.
Well, I've got Ridge and Taylor rescuing Brooke from an island.
There have been so many rescues in The Bold and the Beautiful.
I know, because their plane crashed on their way to Australia.
Oh, that's right. Now,
lost? That was coming back from Australia, wasn't it?
No, they were going to Australia. Yeah.
Didn't they just get rescued from the water again just recently?
Yeah, but then when that was the son, Thomas, was with Brooke.
Yes.
And then they got onto the island and they had the hallucinatory berries. They didn't know whether they had sex or not.
It was the berries talking.
So, is that what happened?
So naturally, they got divorced again. And Ridge was just about to marry Taylor, the ex-wife, once again.
Yeah, no, because is that what happened on the island? They took hallucinatory berries.
And you saw him just, like, freaking out. It was hilarious. Dancing around.
That would have been worth looking at.
It was. It was just hysterical. It went on for weeks. They kept having flashbacks.
So they don't know if they did it or not.
No. So in the end, you really thought you were on drugs yourself watching it.
I'm a bit like Trevor. I just happened to be walking past the television a few days ago, or a few weeks ago, and I saw the longest giving birth scene I've ever seen. Has that young girl had the baby yet?
I think so.
Well, how long has it been going for?
Oh, I did.
A couple of weeks.
Yeah. I'm sure it was the guy that used to go out with the singer in Days of Our Lives.
Really?
Yeah.
I just think I thank you for telling me about the berries, Di. That's made my day.
You'll have to get onto it. See if you can get some sort of a copy or something.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Illusionary berries. Yes?
Jack from Renmark says, what about Neighbours when Libby saved Zeke from the raft just before he died? He didn't. Did he die? I thought he went to London a few months ago.
Who's that?
Zeke. But didn't Zeke disappear? This is like Bold and Beautiful. Zeke in Neighbours. And didn't they think he was dead in the river thing? But in fact, he was living with this guy who was telling him he was his father.
I don't know anything about Neighbours. I've got that blank face.
I reckon Jack from Renmark, I think that happened, didn't it, Zeke? And he was like, you know, he'd been brainwashed.
I don't even know who Zeke is.
He used to be the radio star at, I think he was, yeah, he was like a mysterious DJ, anonymous DJ, DJ of the night on Radio Erinsborough.
Has Erinsborough got a radio station?
Yeah, that's where Toadie, you know.
Is there Radio Erinsborough? Get out.
Oh, no. Yes.
Is there TV Erinsborough?
No, Toadie used to manage. Oh, no, that might have been the student.
TV.
Toadie was the manager of, because Dave Graney went to visit him, didn't he? When he was running the
3EN.
He used to.
Radio in Erinsborough.
No, he did. He managed, I think it was at university.
Oh,
he managed
I'm not going to argue with you. I just think
before he became the lawyer.
Bizarre. Hello, David. Oh, no, it's not. It's no, just talk to Di. Bye, Di. Hello, David.
Hi, how are you?
Good, David.
You get it wrong before, did you?
Me? I never.
You always had the doctor rescuing nearly everyone in the universe at any time, at any point.
Doctor Who did an awful lot of rescuing.
Yeah, and you were talking about Get Smart before. There was a time when Control and Chaos decided to kidnap each other's agents until there was just Max and Siegfried left.
Oh, really?
And then they had to trade everyone back. And also, someone mentioned the Hoff before.
Yeah.
And Sons of Anarchy. Well, my son's watched the overseas one. In the latest series of that, he's got a big role playing like a porn director.
Oh, in the last series of Sons of Anarchy?
The season that's coming up, season four.
I've seen season four.
Have you?
I'm pretty sure I've seen season four.
It's just getting broadcast in America.
Oh, no, I haven't seen season four. I've seen season three.
Yeah.
Because that hasn't been seen here yet. We're only up to season two in Australia, aren't we?
Yeah, I think it is season two in Australia. Yeah. At the end of three, they go to jail. And at the beginning of season four, they come out. And they've got to get the guy that got his eye ripped out in prison. His wife got murdered, so turns out some porn guy murdered her, so they've got the Hoff to line him up to come in for some sort of a screenplay or something, and they put the heavies on him.
Hoff in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving up in the world.
It's funny to see him there. He's down to a shirt with no sleeves on it, with the muscles sticking out. Yeah. So still keeping in tone.
Good on you, thank you. The Hoff in Sons of Anarchy.
Jack says I'm right.
You're right. What,
I don't know
right about what?
Neighbours. I don't know whether he means that about the radio station or whether... No, I'm right about that.
I'm not saying that you're wrong.
Zeke as well. Zeke was living with someone else. A country practice. Dr. Terence rescued a girl that was living in a kennel like a wild animal. That happened.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That also happened with Reverend Bob in East Street.
Yeah. Did Fatso ever rescue anybody? Just talking of animals, animal rescuing. Did Fatso ever rescue anyone?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Doris the pig might have. Alex mentions Fallon in the second Fallon in Dynasty, saying yes, she got taken by the UFO, so she didn't get rescued.
She's got taken. We do great UFI. No, we can't.
Craig, the newsagent, DJ did CPR on Dan. Oh, today on Roseanne.
On Roseanne today? Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you. What?
He died, didn't he? But did he die?
Dan?
Yeah, because you know that weird ending?
It lost me when they won the lottery. That's when it jumped the shark for me, Roseanne, when they won the lottery. Hello, Bear.
Hey, Gal.
I'm sorry for dropping off before, Bear.
Oh, that's all right. I'm used to that.
Now, tell me what happened.
Oh, what about that little old sweet lady, Granny of Looney Tunes? She used to rescue Tweety all the time from Sylvester.
Used to smack him on the head with her umbrella.
That's the one.
Run around the house, smack him on the head.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard, but one day we were doing the most evil characters on television, and we voted Tweety Bird as the most evil character on television.
You wouldn't be far wrong from there, I don't think.
It's a nasty piece of work, that little bird.
I did have another one too, actually, and that was going way back to Gantor.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he used to rescue everyone.
Yeah, well, he'll give us a rescue. Give me an example.
A weird example, yes.
Thank you.
Well, you can say just Prince Planet.
What?
Well, he rescued...
Flipper, I mean, Astro Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, what's the other one? The one that I like. Marine Boy used to rescue people with his Oxygum and Aquarang.
Mm.
I wanted an Aquarang.
And he had a girl, didn't he? Marina was the name. Jeannie was rescued... Jeannie rescued Tony from her evil sister, J.C. Tweed in I Dream of Jeannie.
Hmm.
Partridge Family rescued whales by composing a whale song.
That's it, Dot. Who said that?
Anonymous.
Yeah, no wonder it was anonymous.
Lucille Ball.
The Partridge Family rescued whales by writing a whale song.
Do you know he's suing?
Who?
David Cassidy, trying to get his royalties. Peaky says Lucille Ball, or Lucy, bought a gold mine off a scam artist and then scams Harry into buying it, who then scams Lucy and the kids to work in it. Then Harry falls in the pit and Lucy scams $1,000 off Harry to rescue
get
him.
Out again.
We'll take it on trust value, okay?
I want to go, if anyone can qualify, the Partridge Family wrote a whale song. 1-300-800-TRIP, because I'd love to know. And if anybody has a recording... Pav, can you have a quick look on YouTube?
It might have been the Partridge Family in 2200 AD, the cartoon.
See if you can find Partridge Family whale song, whale tune that they wrote to save the whales. Hello, Chris.
No, it's actually Alex.
Hi, Alex.
You
don't know anything about the Partridge Family and whale songs, do you?
I think there was some sort of fundraising thing for some... Save the whales or save the dolphins or something or whatever, and they held benefit concert and that sort of thing. So that's what...
Do you know, they did a lot of benefit
concerts.
Yeah,
they did a block party.
They do benefit... I don't think they ever made any money. I never saw a concert that they actually did that they made money. Anyway.
But, Scott wrote one of my texts earlier about... Dynasty about Fallon. Yeah, but he didn't read the. It was a bit of a tongue in cheek thing because Pamela Sue Martin, who was one of the original cast members and who left, who played John Forsythe's eldest daughter, well, the woman who replaced her was an English actress by the name of Emma Sands. And she was so unpopular with the viewers that the producers went back to Pamela Sue Martin, asked her to go back on the show, and she basically said no. And then they said, well, what are we going to do? Where, you know, people are writing in saying they can't stand the woman who replaced you. And she's the one who suggested just have the character taken by a UFO. And so my text was that Pamela Sue Martin rescued Dynasty viewers from Emma Sands.
Who saved everyone during the Moldavian massacre?
Oh, God, that was how they got rid of cast members that they didn't want to keep on.
But in the end, like, there was this massacre and had to wait months to find out. No internet in those days, and it was
that's jumping the shark moment.
Yeah, there was only, like, three. I thought that was when he bought the football team.
My God, I think they jumped over many sharks.
A whole school of them.
But, I do remember, I can't remember if it was you, Trev, or whether it's you, Scott, who said about the Simpsons episode about the little hamster being the thing I remember about that is Homer telling Flanders that he wrote the song Feel Like Making Love, I think it was, you know, the old Bad Finger or Bad Company song, and he dedicated it to Diana and Dodie.
Was that when they'd inhaled too many fumes in the car?
That's right. And they suddenly hallucinate that everything is a camel.
That's right. That was funny. That was when they were on the way to rescue the kids.
Yeah, and in the end, they themselves need rescuing.
That was very funny. Thanks, Alex.
That's okay.
See ya.
Scott from Wedderburn, Richie and Fonzie rescued Joni from a runaway horse and cart.
And Bob's got another one, Happy Days. Hello, Bob.
Hello, mate. I was going to say the time when Ralph, Potsy and Richie went to the wrong side of town and they got chasing girls and they had to get rescued by Fonzie when they got locked in a milk bar or something when by the gang, the girl boyfriends or something. That's a bit of an obscure one.
How did he save them? Just
by being Fonzie.
Yeah, he walked in.
That was it exactly. The lamest rescue ever.
Do you remember who saved the day when Arnold's or Al's caught on fire?
I think Fonzie did everything in that show.
They there was a text. A car or something.
There was a text in here about that somewhere, about that fire. Hey, don't you reckon that Fonzie was the wimpiest looking tough guy in the whole world?
Well, when you look at Henry Winkler now, when he's in the characters he plays, it's completely different.
But even when you look at him then.
He wasn't very big, only a little guy.
It wasn't particularly imposing.
It was the 1950s.
Still wasn't particularly
It was
imposing.
Meant to be, I mean. It was. People were scared of people in leather jackets in the 50s.
But he wasn't imposing.
He was in the first few.
You reckon?
Yeah, when
because they all looked like they were 10.
Yeah, but no, Potsy used to be best friends with Richie. They weren't always best buddies, Richie and Fonz.
No, I know that.
No. And he was like an undesirable.
And he rode the pissiest little motorbike that you've ever seen.
Listen to Marlon Brando.
And don't forget, in the first series, he didn't wear a leather jacket.
That series wore a white T-shirt, didn't he?
No, it was a blue jacket.
Oh, yeah, they had to change and make him look rougher.
White T-shirt with smokes up the top.
It was a funny little motorbike. It was like a little BSA 125.
It was. Well, what was the 1950s motorbikes?
Old Harleys or Triumphs.
Wouldn't they have been new Harleys then?
Hey?
Wouldn't they have been new Harleys then?
Oh, no, they're older. They probably would have been. Well, newer.
He had to be a kid's...
No, he wouldn't have been able to hold a Harley up.
It was a kid's show, because remember later on he did a series of books or tapes where Fonz teaches kids to read. Fonz does Hamlet. Yeah, seriously, community service announcements.
What, did he get busted for something?
No. No. Some people do it out of the goodness of their heart.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Partridge Family song is called Whale Song.
Hey, look, Pev's found it.
Thanks, Craig.
Pev's got Whale Song. Can we hear it, Pev? Okay, this is Whale Song by the Partridge Family.
That sounded very. That sounded more Judith Durham than Shirley Jones. I was that
popular response from the texting service.
Yeah, that went wild.
Stop! Get it off. Sounds like a load of blubber.
Whale Song from episode season 2. So could be anyone. Couldn't be anyone but Sirocco. Season 2, episode 6. Whatever happened to Moby Dick? That's Partridge Family.
Was that the Partridge Family
episode?
Sounded
like it was just on the soundtrack of an album to me, but it was... no, I take your word, Sirocco.
Christine said, told you.
Dave in Essendon, Mrs. Jetson, got rescued from Tangled Fingers when they hired the robot maid. Best character in the show. I think I know why you thought it was the best character. Remember when they did Crushes and people rang up saying, Rosie the Robot?
Rosie the Robot.
And the episode predicted RSI by about 40 years.
Tony.
Morning, fellas.
Yes, Tony.
Yeah, thanks for playing that song, yes, by the way.
Oh, it's quite all right.
Sound quite
You
touched.
Were lucky to be on hold because...
Brooke, you got...
Well, I must admit, the whale sound effects were...
We can't help but crying.
That was beautiful work.
There was only one whale.
There was one whale.
On loop.
And there was one whale. It was the same sound effect played over and over and over again.
It sounded like... you remember Seinfeld, the mysterious caped heroic lawyer with Frank Costanza's lawyer who rescued that girl who wanted to jump over the bridge?
Well, you got me on that one.
Really? Mm.
You got me on that one.
There was an episode where Frank Costanza was seen with a caped man, and they found out later that he was his lawyer.
Hmm.
And in the last scene, he was, for some reason, they made him out as one of those superheroes who went and prevented Julius Costanza's girlfriend from jumping over the bridge.
Lovely work. Thank you. I'm trying to think of any other episodes of Seinfeld where there were rescues. Must have been.
We could do marine creatures one night if you like.
Marine creatures? Well, have you seen a text with something that's got a marine creature on it?
The whale.
The whale.
Pete, some people sleep with that, don't they?
What, whales?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, like.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
sorry, that sound.
Yeah,
that sound going sound. Because it can't see it. I mean, it is sort of relaxing. I went in a flotation tank once.
Oh, yeah, that was like the 80s, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that was good.
What was it? Salt kept you balanced
yeah.
or something.
And they put like that sort of music going through it. And you go, it was really good. It was fun. And you get out and you sort of like, and you feel really heavy. Man.
And the point?
And for relaxation, because they reckon that
did you
like...
you have an out-of-body experience?
No, I didn't have an out-of-body experience.
Was this after...
Like in altered states.
Was this after riding the horse in Snowy?
They reckon that half an hour in a flotation tank is like 4 hours sleep.
Is that what they reckon?
That's what they reckon. I don't know who they was. It says it on the pamphlet. Hello, David.
Oh, g'day. I was just thinking about The Simpsons. You know, Homer's been rescued many times. It was one that really stood out for me. It was Whacking Day, when Lisa Simpson saved all the snakes, rescued all the snakes by putting the loudspeakers on the ground.
Barry White. It was Barry White music, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Indeed, it was. Exactly. And it attracted all the snakes, and they all came over to Homer's place. And it was quite clever. But Homer's been rescued from many things because usually he finds himself into compromising situations continually. But
I've got
Lisa being the stable one, and so obviously the one in the family with the most brains.
I've got here as well, Barney rescues Homer and Moe from burning Moe's taverns, then goes back in and rescues two kegs.
Yes, yes.
Thanks for the call.
No.
Goldhammer in Albury watched Happy Days this morning, and they just opened Arnold's after the big fire. Arnold put a desk and a phone in the toilet and rescued some of Fonzie's phone numbers from the fire, which he placed in a pull-down chart. Norm Baker rescued Melina from the Germans in Crete and then married her. We married her, but then she got executed.
Yeah. A bit sad, really.
Yeah. He had to watch it, too.
Oh. Yeah. Eureka.
Oh, good morning, folks. This is a little different on rescue. As I've told you before, I'm an entertainer, and many years ago we were doing a big outdoor concert down at Frankston, and a mate of mine who owns a big outdoor PA hire system, you know, and everybody was right on the beach, and everybody's in swimming. It was midsummer, so we turned the PA up really loud and put on the theme song from Jaws.
Yes.
Hilarious.
That was because Pav was just talking about Jaws. I just played the music. Dun, 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 dun. Anything else you got? No. Otherwise, we're going to go away.
Yeah, I'm going. The Big Kahuna.
Oh, the Big Kahuna rescues
Gidget.
Gidget, yes.
Yeah. That's about it, I think. That's about it.
That's it.
We didn't. As Michelle said, we should have allocated enough time to go through a synopsis of every Skippy episode.
Well, I'd like to thank you, Scott.
Too right, Trevor.
It was a very entertaining and wonderful morning. Can we do escapes? Can we do escapes separately?
Best ways characters killed off.
Oh yeah, we can do best ways characters killed off. All right. Who wanted that?
Someone ages ago.
All right, best ways.
I think escapes is covered by rescues.
All right then, best way. But we didn't mention MacGyver once. Did mention Skippy and the helicopter. My apologies to that person.
I think we mentioned more escapes and rescues. So we'll do.
All right then. All right then. Best kill offs of characters on television in the next 2 weeks.
You'll change your mind.
Oh no, I won't. I'll get. It'll make me sad though because we'll have to talk about Molly. Oh, she wasn't killed off, though, was she?
The best ways.
Oh, the best ways.
The funniest ways.
The funniest ways characters have been killed off on television. Yeah. All right, next time.
Hilarious.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Thanks very much, Scott. Scott Gooding's TV Freak.